nature and do hiking, something that people wouldn't expect you to do, that is living your life simple. That is living your life abundantly for you. So that's basically what season 5 is going to be about. And I call it like the relax, relate, release, recharge, meditative, all of that for season 5.
It's me, Sunny, and welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I provide topic discussion content where we talk about what everyone is thinking about, and then I will bring on special guests. Sometimes I will bring on expertise so that they can share their knowledge as well as their skills with you all, so that we can all learn something new, because I feel like we all have room for growth and you're never too old or young to learn something new daily. So basically, that's what my podcast is about. If you like content like this, be sure to tune in weekly for a new episode. So, if this is your first time tuning in, actually, this is the end of the season episode. I don't want to say end. I want to say this is our exit episode for the season, which is season 4. And I know if you have listened to previous episodes on the podcast, it's not as consistent as I would have liked it to be for this season, but there's a lot that I have been experiencing. A lot of life has been lifing and just interfering with the consistency of what I wanted to put into this season, but it didn't stop me. I still did my 30 episodes, because I try to do 30 episodes every season unless there's something that I need to extend it a little longer. Like if I do a series, then I will add a little more episodes just to finish that series. But for the most part, I have increased it to 30 episodes per season. And that would be doing a show every day to get the 30 episodes. But sometimes I was not able to do them every day. So if you see the gaps between the different episodes, that's because life was lifing. But there is a few episodes that would explain to you about some of the life that was lifing in story time episodes, and it'll give you a background and a whole narrative of what was going on. So since this is my exit episode, I want to touch bases on health, wellness, mindfulness, not mindful, but mindfulness, and keeping ourselves balanced emotionally, physically, financially, all of that, mentally, because that is my next season. Season 5, I will be touching bases on majority of my episodes will be talking about self-care, mindfulness, alignment with your mind, your spirit, your soul, health, physical health, taking care of our health, taking care of us and understanding that in order for us to do anything for anyone else, we have to take care of ourselves and to learn how to live life simple. I cannot stress how important it is for us to live our life abundantly for ourselves, not to impress others. And when I say for ourselves, what makes us happy? If not being in a fancy home or living by yourself, you need to live with a roommate, or living minimalist, or eating healthy, not eating meat or not eating dairy, or going vegan, or just changing your lifestyle that is going to benefit you in the long run, then that is living your life simple. Not trying to live your life the opposite of simple. You know what I mean? Not trying to live your life noisy and aggressive and out there and have to be on every scene. I'm not saying you don't live. You can live, but you find your balance of what makes your life simple but living at the same time. If you want to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and go and ride your bike, or go walk on the beach, or go pinch a tent in nature and do hiking, something that people wouldn't expect you to do, that is living your life simple. That is living your life abundantly for you. So that's basically what season 5 is going to be about. And I call it like the relax, relate, release, recharge, meditative, all of that for season 5. And so this episode, we're going to exit out, but also segue into season 5 by starting off with our Black men, and then men in general, but preferably Black men, because I am a Black woman, I have a Black husband, I have a Black son, I have Black brothers and Black nephews. And so I do see that Black men tend to neglect their health. And the reason I say that is because I have experienced it with losing 2 brothers to not taking care of themselves. Have a brother right now that is blind, completely blind, because he didn't take care of himself. Had to end up getting a kidney transplant due to him not taking care of himself. And then currently I have a nephew who's in the hospital and has been in the hospital for the past 2 months because of him not taking care of himself. And then I have other nephews that don't take care of themselves. I watch their habits. I watch their routines. I watch the things that they do that is not going to benefit their health. So if your health is not important to you, how is anything else going to be important? Then I have my son that definitely doesn't take care of himself the way he needs to. And all of them are adults, and you can only tell them so much. But as I travel around my city or other cities during my travel time with trying to get content and gain information for my next episode, I pay attention to my surroundings. I have my head on a swivel. So I'm looking around, just paying attention to things that I see that people may not pay attention to. That's just like the show. We talk about what everybody think about. So what everyone is talking about is, why are so many Black men are breaking down in terms of their health? Why are so many Black men have these humongous stomachs hanging down over their private parts as if it's okay? Why are so many Black men walking around with no teeth in their mouth? If this is not how you're supposed to in your youth, and when I say in your youth, because you're transitioning from your youth to your teenage, into your adulthood, now into your seniors. But it's not really the seniors that I'm speaking about. I'm speaking more of middle-aged men, like in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. I see a lot of them, you know, looking that way and not trying to take care of themselves. I don't know if it's environmental, and I can say, just to come to their defense, that it could be finances, because it could be dealing with insurance. But there's many ways to get around that. You know, you can go in to these health clinics and just get you an annual checkup, and you could either pay right then or let them bill you. But there's different ways that you can at least go get a checkup. And then with the dentist, a lot of men do not go to the dentist. I'm going to talk about women as well, especially preferably black women. But I'm going to talk about them in another episode. But this episode is for my black men, my kings out there, because you all are in charge. You all should be spearheading our community, but you cannot spearhead our community because you all are not spearheading your health. You know, when I go to the gym, and I don't go to the gym, like I don't have a membership. I may go in with my husband because he has a membership. But when I go in there with him, I see probably a handful of black men, and I don't even really see too many black women in the gym. Not saying they're not working out because they're not in the gym. But when I go in the gym, I don't really see that many black men in the gym. Just got to do better as far as taking care of ourselves, and our men especially have to start taking care of themselves. I noticed with my husband, we've been married now for 20 years, and when I met him, he was very slim. He's a tall guy, so he's very slim. And over the years, you know, I noticed he was gaining weight, and it's a way I tell him so he doesn't feel like I am pointing out his flaws. I am trying to bring awareness to the changes that his body is having, and as well as me. So because I've been small all my life, when I say to people that I've gained weight, people laugh, or they look at me and say, girl, whatever, gain weight where? Because I've always been a size 0 to 4. Right now I'm a 4. But as I get older, I'm in my 50s, my body is changing, my hormones are out of whack, I'm going through menopause, so weight is going to come on me. And then when a person who's not used to losing weight, they don't know how to lose the weight because they're so used to eating everything they want, the weight not coming on. So that way, when that happens, they don't know as far as how to lose the weight. And the only way that I was able to lose the weight was to watch what I was putting in my body. Because now my body is not the way it used to be, you know, burning and just being so active, my body would just burn. My metabolism was very high. It's high, but it's not as high as it was. That's the same with men. Men have high metabolism, but as they get a certain age, that metabolism starts slowing down. The men, if you're drinking constantly, that's going to cause you to gain weight. And as I was mentioning about my husband, was when I noticed he started gaining weight, and it was because of his eating habits, because my husband travels. He travels for business. And when you're traveling a lot, your eating habits are off because your schedule is off. You're eating, you know, late, or you're eating the wrong foods because you're trying to get something to fill your appetite. But because I brought to his attention about the body, his body changing, he started paying attention to that and started a workout regimen, a food intake, drinking intake, you know, activities that he does. He created that for him, and he started shedding off the pounds. And because my husband started gaining weight, it's not like he was huge and just you know, Professor Clump. But when, if you're with someone and you notice that their lifestyle or their body is changing, and sometimes we don't pay attention, because I wasn't paying attention even to me. The only way I started realizing that I was gaining weight was when I tried on a pair of pants that I wanted to wear and I couldn't zip them. And I'm like, wait a minute. So that's the same with men. When you start putting on your jeans or pants, or you put on a shirt and that button is gapped open, that means the shirt is too small. Something is spreading. It's either your back or your stomach, or even your arms. Something is spreading because now you're building fat into your body, or fat is building in your body. Black men, I really need you guys to start paying attention to your health. It is so bad to where we have become numb and acceptant to this is what we're supposed to do with our black men. It's so many black men with diabetes. It's so many black men with high blood pressure, cholesterol, big stomachs. You know, the stomachs are huge. And I'm not used to seeing that, because no one in my family, like my older brothers and sisters, even though that I watch their eating habits or their lifestyle isn't the greatest, but it hadn't got to the point where their stomach became like a gut, you know, like a beer belly. And a lot of it really isn't beer that a lot of these black men are having these big bellies. It's not beer. It's the foods that they're eating, because you got to remember, we live in America, and America has the worst food. So you're going to have to pay attention to what you're putting in your body. Processed food, eating out, fast food, also drinking. And beer is one of them, as well as brown liquor, or any type of liquor for that matter, because it is high in calories. It's a lot of calories in alcohol. Just so you know, you have to be careful. Wine, liquor, beer, any of that, it all has high calories. So you need to be careful with that. If you are not working out, and I don't mean you have to go and join a gym, you decide to join a gym, then great. But if you don't want to go join a gym, work out around your community. There's parks, there's your development. You can walk outside your house and you can walk around the block as long, as many times as you need to. Put on you a sweatband around that belly and get out there and start walking at least 30 minutes a day, every day, until you start seeing a difference in your stomach. Not only that, your food intake. You got to create a different meal plan of how you're eating, and you have to stay hydrated. So that means you got to drink water. Water, water, water. A lot of people don't like to drink water, so put you some slices of lemon or lime or watermelon or kiwi or something to infuse the water, so that way it'll help you drink it. But I need my black men to do better with their health. I also see them in wheelchairs. I also see them walking with canes. And remember, I'm not talking about elderlies. I'm not talking about people that's in their 70s and 80s. I am talking about men that's in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s is tipping it. Because now you're jumping over to a new decade of meeting into your 70s. But you can still thrive in your 60s and 50s, and I'm going backwards, in your 40s. You just have to take care of yourself. You have to use the oxygen mask method. That means put the mask on you first and take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, black men. You have to stop letting yourself go. I don't know how often you go to the doctor, but I am going to tell you, you need to go once a year. Some may need to go every 6 months. Some may need to go every 3 months. But you need to go once a year, so you could at least know what is going on with your blood work, your thyroid, your high blood pressure, your cholesterol, your liver count, your tonsils. You need to know what is going on with your body, your heart, your lungs. If you can't do that, and because you don't have the finances or because you don't have insurance, go to a health clinic. Go to the hospital in your community that is considered a public hospital for the public. Like here in Miami, we have Jackson Memorial. Just go in the emergency room or go to an urgent care. They're on every corner. If they ask you for insurance and you tell them you don't have it and they want you to pay a co-payment or a payment just to get seen, tell them to bill you, okay? And get in there and let the doctors take your blood pressure, your blood work, all of that, so at least you'll know what's wrong and what's going on with your health. The dentist. You have to go to the dentist. You don't understand that your gums have bones. There's bones inside of your teeth, okay? And your gums are connected. All of that is connected when through your veins, your blood, which then goes down to your heart. If you don't go to the dentist and get your teeth clean, get your teeth checked to see if you have any gum disease, gingivitis, anything like that, it's just going to cause more problems. You can become septic off of that bacteria that you have in your mouth and don't even realize it. Brushing your teeth every day is not enough. Flossing, you definitely need to do. Gargling your mouth out with peroxide and salt is something that you need to try. If you can't get to the dentist, there's over-the-counter supplies that you can use to help you along the way. But you definitely need to go to the dentist. I've seen too many men in my family who has allowed their mouths, their teeth to rotten, decay, and cause them all kind of health issues. And I know in our community, we like to get goals. Black men and women, we like to get goals because there's a history behind gold teeth. It signifies and it identifies the elite and the superior and the kings and the queens. They don't know that. People don't know that because that wasn't taught to us. But do your homework. That is why you see black people with goals. And they probably don't know it. They just probably do it because it is a part of our culture as black Americans. But behind that reason of gold teeth is that it's because of the elite and the, I want to say, prosperous, successful, you know, black men or black women from the enslaved era to show that we have evolved or we're thriving. So they will get the gold teeth. Do your homework and find that out. And if you find something different, then let me know. But that's what I research. But I know we get the gold teeth. Back then in my days, we would get the gold teeth on the teeth, like permanent. Now they have the pullouts, which I think the pullouts are better because you don't have to keep them in your teeth. You don't have to keep them on your teeth. The permanent ones, they have to file your teeth down. They cement the gold onto your tooth or your teeth. Now, once you get that done, you still need to go to the dentist. You can't just get the gold and then don't go to the dentist and get your teeth checked and get your teeth clean and make sure that everything is okay. That's what's been happening too. So a lot of men and women, and the women that I know that had goals, they've taken them out, including me. I had one on the side, on my left side tooth. I had a small goal. And as I got older, I removed it. And if you saw me, you can see that the tooth was shaved down. But because I went and got braces, I didn't get veneers or anything like that because I want my teeth to look natural. So I did get braces. So you still would be able to see that one of the tooth on the side where I had the gold is a little shorter, but it's still aligned with the other teeth. But because I had the gold, I still went to the dentist. A lot of people don't do that, especially our men. Go to the dentist, get your teeth clean, deep cleaning, x-rays to make sure you don't have anything going on with your gums, pyrrhea, you know, soft gums, soft bone brittle where your teeth are going to start falling out. You have to get that checked. And also go to an eye doctor to get your eyes checked. A lot of times we don't realize that the eyes have bacteria behind it, which can cause other issues with your ears and your throat. Even though the ENT stands for ears, nose, and throat, the eye is still connected to all of that. So if you have bacteria behind that eye, it's just going to cause other problems. It's going to cause problems with your vision. It's going to cause problem with, you know, maybe headaches and things that can cause you to feel lightheaded or dizzy and you don't know what's going on. But if you go get your eyes checked, they can see things behind the eye. We have to start taking care of ourselves. And again, if we don't have insurance, there's a way to go around that. Just go and tell them you don't have insurance. Tell them you just got laid off and your insurance got cut off and you'll be able to pay them. You can't pay them, but bill you. And just go. So this is my exit episode. And as I mentioned, it is a segue to season 5. Season 5 will start in October. I'm going to take the rest of September off so that I can prepare for October, and I really want to do a show every single day for 30 days. So that'll be 30 days in October. So the first show is going to be October 1st. So stay tuned for that. If you would like to be a guest on my show to be aired on YouTube, then reach out to me at sunnyimorrison@aol.com. Yes, I still have an AOL. And that way I can speak to you, do a quick interview over the phone or through Zoom or through Meetup or even on cell phone. If you have the feature to do the video chat, we can have a quick interview as to what the topic will be about. And that way we can have a great show. So I do appreciate all of you who tuned in for season 4. During season 4, and I want to thank you for your continued support here now on Spotify for Podcasters. It's no longer Anchor.fm. It is Spotify for Podcasters, which they purchased the app from Anchor. I don't know if you have been listening to any of my shows. You will hear me talk about Anchor and saying how Anchor is, to me, I don't see it being a great platform because I don't really see the plays. I was getting a lot of plays during 2020 because everybody was on either podcasts or they were on YouTube. So they was just trying to find something to do. So I would get between 30 and 50, you know, plays at a time. Now, right now, it's just between, I want to say 6 or even 5 to 10 plays, if that many. So I don't know if their algorithm is pushing the links. And I know it has to do with me too. So I need to promote the links. So season 5, I will be doing marketing campaigns so that I can get more traffic to my podcast and give out great information, tips on health, tips on wellness, tips on meditation, how to get yourself grounded, how to not allow someone to come and invade your space so that you can keep a peace of mind and to live life simple. Okay. So thank you all again for tuning in. I am Sunny Morrison, and welcome and thank you to my podcast. I'll see you in season 5. You'll hear me October 1st for the first episode for season 5. Have a sunny day. Thank you all so much for tuning in to season 4. I appreciate your support, and stay tuned for season 5, October 1st, here on Talk About It with Sunny on Spotify for Podcasters. Have a sunny day.